A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. Today, we're going to the Northern Rhone, where we're going to be tasting a Viognier at an absolute favorite white wine varietal that I like. This is a 2017 by Yves Curion. It's called Le Vin de la Côte, the wine next door, as it translates to, which basically means the grapes have been collected from vineyards all around Conjou, which is the epicenter of Viognier. And now, an interesting thing is that Viognier has gotten fairly popular recently, and for excellent reason, because it's a delicious grape. But not too long ago, there was very little of it planted around the world. In the late 90s, when I was first starting to review wines, I think there was less than 300 acres planted in the whole planet. And now it can be found all over California, Conjou, of course, France, where it's from, Australia. I've tasted Viogniers from Virginia that were absolutely delicious. But today, we're drinking Yves Curion's La Vigne de la Côte. And so let's pour some in the glass. The thing about Viognier, I can tell you this as I'm pouring it in the glass, because the room is just filling with a wonderful, exotic, perfumey bouquet, is that it is rich, it's exotic, it's fruity, but in a very, in a very sexy way. I'm getting all sorts of honeysuckle, orange blossom notes on here. Really wonderful. Vanilla cream. And I bring it to my lips. First thing, it's rich. It's and exotic. I'm getting white peach and like lemon curd and tangerine, maybe that burnt tangerine peel flavor. A lot going on here, but it's so different than other white grapes varieties. So these flavors are so distinctive, it'd be easy to identify a Viognier in a blind tasting. It's perfumed, it's fruity, but dry. The finish is a little short. It's nothing too complex, but it's very delicate and, again, flowery, very, very floral. Without any doubt, I think this would be a fantastic match with rich seafood or even a mildly spicy Asian food might be a good way to go with this, like a pad thai. So obviously, really enjoying the Yves Curion's La Vigne de Côte Viognier.